get your load
and get your load.
Oh, that bad train,
that bad train.
Come on, get your load
and get your load.
Jesus said,
he was coming. Oh, just on Sundays. I said, not just on Sundays. But look at the Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. We gotta get a house in order. Look at him, look at him. Cause he said, he's coming soon.
I said, how many of y'all ever lost friends? Friends that you thought was your friend. Trying to make preparation to see Jesus. Is there anybody can agree with me that know for yourself? That it get a little hard. It's been a little hard down here. I don't know about y'all, but I got my bags already packed. I want to see King Jesus. I want to see my master's face. Is there anybody want to see him? Is there anybody want to see him? Hey! I'm making, oh Lord, making preparation. Come one of these days, Jesus said,
he said he was coming.
Jesus said, we're going away to prepare a place for you and me. And he said that where I am,
he said he was coming.
He said that where I am,
he said he was coming.
You may be there also. I don't know about y'all, but I got my ticket in my hand. I got a made up mind. I'm willing. Is there anybody willing? You want to see Jesus? Is anybody thinking? I just want to thank him for coming back for me. I want to thank Jesus today. For the righteous.
Step on.
Oh,
Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Well, today we're celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is alive. He's conquered sin, Satan, and the grave. Amen. He has dealt a fatal blow to sin. He dealt a fatal blow to Satan. And he dealt a fatal blow to death. They will never, ever rise up and master mankind ever again. Amen. What Jesus did, he did for all men. So today, I'm going to answer four questions. Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus go to the cross and what happened there? Why did he come? Then why did he go to the cross? What happened at the cross? Is Jesus really alive? Is he really alive? And then what is the proper response to God's grace? How do you respond to what God did? So I'm going to answer those four questions. First question, why did Jesus come? Very simple. He came because he loves us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." So a long time ago, I began to do a study and say, why did Jesus come? And really, he came, it wasn't just that one reason, but that is the ultimate reason, was because of his love. He also said, "I came to seek and to save that which was lost." That's another reason he came. Then John 10:10 says, "I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly." So he came that we might have life and not just a barely get along life, but a what? What kind of life? An abundant life. Jesus came that we might have the abundant life, that we might live the abundant life. And then I found a scripture over in 1 John chapter 3 that says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So he also came to destroy the works of the devil. That word destroy, it means to undo or to dissolve or to make of none effect. So what Jesus came to do, he came to undo what Satan did. That means even for us today, whatever Satan is doing in your life right now, Jesus have the power to undo it. Amen. If he's got you bound, Jesus can unbound you. If you're sick in disease, he can unsick in disease you. He can heal you. If you're poor, he can unpoor you. If you're cursed, he can uncurse you. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, if you're suffering, he can undo your suffering. So Jesus came to undo the works of the devil. And he did do that through his death, burial, and resurrection. He came to give us life. He came to save us from eternal damnation and destruction. I mean, that's a biggie right there. Jesus came to deliver us, the Bible says, from the wrath to come. Amen. That means that when I accepted Christ, then I am no longer in line or subject to the wrath of God, because God still maintains wrath against ungodliness and against rebellious ones. As I was sharing Friday, as we were talking about heaven, I made a statement that heaven is so good that not even the devil wanted to leave. He rebelled against God, and wanted to stay. Sometimes a rebellious child, when they rebel against their parent, they want out of the house. Rebellion normally drives you away from that authority, right? But heaven is so good that the devil rebelled and wanted to stay. And God kicked him out, expelled him, banished him from the kingdom. And so we see that Jesus came so that we would not suffer eternal damnation, so that we would not spend eternity away from God in a place called hell, which is the second death. Everybody dies once, physical death, but not everybody dies twice. The only people that die twice are those that are rebellious. So you don't want to die without Jesus, because if you die in that state, then you're going to experience the second death, which is eternal separation from God in an awful place called hell. Now, I just had to tell you the whole truth. You know what I'm talking about? I just can't sugarcoat it to you and tell you if you die, you're just going to be at rest. You know, everything going to be all right. You're going to get a second chance. You ain't getting another chance. You have to take advantage of the life you got right now, because if you die without Christ, it'll be too late. You can't receive Christ 1 second after you die if you hadn't received him while you was living. You can't change your mind 1 second after you land in hell and say, oh, wait a minute, I changed my mind. Nope, too late. So Jesus came to save us from that. That's his love, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he saved us from that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. I've been saved from eternal damnation. Hallelujah. I remember one time the devil lied to me when I was about